Hello.
No, just be like, hey. Oh. Hey, listen. Hey, world. Something like that. You want me to start off?
Yeah.
This is Coming Clean, a podcast about the real Orange County, with your hosts, Sam and Marty.
Hey, world. How's it going? Welcome to our new podcast. I'm Marty.
And I'm Sam.
This is Coming Clean, a brand new podcast about the real Orange County. Just to clear things up, this is not about the OC. This is about Laguna Beach, the MTV TV show. But even if you are here thinking that it's about the OC, we're hoping that you stick around and watch with us. Tell us about yourself, Sam.
Well, long time follower of Laguna Beach. I think it really drives my enjoyment of reality TV and really embedded that in my soul at a young age.
Getting deep here early.
Yeah, starting around high school. We really grew up with it during our time, and it just provides enjoyment to any time I watch an episode.
How do you relate to that as like a Boston boy, you know, watching these California guys and gals?
It did make me a little bit jealous, but it was nice to see people enjoying some nice weather while I'm stuck in a snowstorm.
So a little bit of background. Sam and I had met about 10 years ago in college, and you know what brought us together was just our
love for silly TV. And
yeah, he was a lot more into it than I was, but I was pretty interested. It was like the real world stuff, but
definitely could tell it was scripted, even though you probably told yourself time and time again that this is what actually happens in the land of high schools.
Yeah. Yeah, and about me, I grew up in the Philippines, and Laguna Beach was one of my first exposures to what American high schools were like. So when I moved here for high school, I thought it was just going to be like the OC, like Laguna Beach, like One Tree Hill, and no, not quite. Not in a rural part of this country anyway. But yeah, so this is our Laguna Beach podcast, and essentially we're going to be going through every episode of this great show, reliving it, talking through it, going through each episode in depth, getting to know the characters again, and hopefully with a different perspective now that we're a little bit older and we're about 10 years removed from it.
And we'll definitely look to have some great talking segments about fashion, the technology of the time, what happened on the air dates, and just have kind of like culture spurred from this instant classic.
Be forewarned, there will be spoilers. Might as well watch the episode along with us, just so you do a little bit of homework before listening to this podcast. But it really should be fun, and we encourage you all to send any questions, comments, or thoughts about the episodes, and we'd love to read them on the podcast and just make this as interactive as possible.
You can also look out for us on Patreon, which will definitely give us a chance to interact more with you. And if you were inclined to provide additional support, that's where you can find us. And with additional support, becomes bigger and better podcasts.
Yeah, so we're definitely looking to, through Patreon, just add some people into the mix. We have some rewards over there that can have you join us to watch an episode or even be a guest on the show and dictate the topic. So looking forward to that. But yeah, join us on this ride as we go on this journey. So it should be pretty fun. All right, we'll take a little break here and come back and talk about some memories about the show. All right, and we're back. This is episode zero, so we're not going to be talking about the pilot just yet, but, you know, this is just to get you familiar with us and our thoughts on the show. So, with that, Sam, how much do you remember about Laguna Beach?
I definitely have remembered a lot of the episodes, but it's going to be nice to look back and go along starting all over again. I think our culture has been really, a lot has came out of the episodes as far as clothing and just talking in general definitely changed. Those are just some of the best quotes that I even use today came out of that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all the drama lived out, even without like Twitter and Instagram to document it all. So that'll be an interesting thing for me too. Any favorite thing or moments that stick out to you from the show? Why were you so drawn to it?
I just think that seeing the parties and definitely a different life that I probably wasn't living back in high school. It was definitely an escape from the reality. Nothing specifically other than just how people could interact with each other like that.
Yeah, for me, I think I can't really remember it too much. I remember all the characters, what they look like, the storylines, not so much. But I do remember the music. That's where I got to know a lot of Dashboard Confessional. I know Lifehouse was on there, Angels and Airwaves. So really excited to hear a lot of the music that comes from that, because I'm sure that was a pretty decent soundtrack to our high school lives.
So you definitely have pretty high expectations coming back into this, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's just going to be really interesting to look back at like these, 16, 17-year-olds now as a grown adult and have gone through those. What we always thought was relatable back then, we probably would laugh at now. So hopefully, you know, we still laugh at these guys, but also learn some lessons along the way.
Yeah, I definitely think the nostalgia of reflecting back on something that you probably haven't seen in several years and kind of see how the world has changed, remember the past times and just the joy that you could experience for just a half an hour, 20-minute show and really bring that back to our lives.
Yeah. Did you have any favorite... Who was your favorite character? Or, sorry, not character, but favorite person on Laguna Beach?
I definitely think it was probably Trey. He was very low... No confrontation, but definitely had an aspect with his whole fashion career and just kind of doing his own thing. I was very impressed by that.
Cool. I was a big Jason guy, probably because I was a big Colin Farrell guy too, and I thought they looked pretty similar. But yeah, I know.
It's interesting that you're a Colin Farrell guy.
Oh, I
wouldn't really pick that out of you.
Yeah, well, he's just like dark and brooding, just like me. So you know, I relate a lot to Colin Farrell and hence Jason. But yeah, I know he had some bad times, but I don't really remember too much, so it'll be interesting if I feel the same way when I rewatch all this.
Yeah, I think he found God recently, so he's definitely on the clean and sober road, I believe.
I did not know that. We're gonna have to.
Yeah, well, we can explore that coming up.
All right, we're gonna do a deep dive on Jason coming up this season.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Cool, and we'll take another little break and talk to you about how you can get in touch with us, how you can support us, and just general information about this podcast. And like we said, we want this to be as interactive as possible. All right, and we're back, and we are talking about...
What if we didn't leave?
What?
We didn't leave?
Yeah, we never left. We just took a little break.
So, Marty, how about you give us a rundown about our Patreon page and how they can find us?
Yeah, so Sam alluded to this earlier that we have this Patreon page. And essentially, if you don't know what Patreon is, it's kind of like Kickstarter, GoFundMe, those kinds of things. But the difference is it's not one bulk amount. It's a pledge every month for as little as a dollar just to help us out. We need to pay for our servers, web hosting time, equipment, stuff like that. I know the quality of the sound may not be the best right now, but hopefully as we go forward and with your support, we can start improving the equipment and keep delivering the best content. So yeah, just check out patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And you can get all the information there. There's rewards for depending on the amount of money you pledge, and it'll be fun. So yeah, thanks in advance for your support. And if you think it's worth pledging at least a dollar, you'd really appreciate it. All right, and we're also on social media. So Sam, where can they find us?
Sure. You can find us on Twitter at Coming Clean Pod, facebook.com/comingcleanpod, medium.com/@comingcleanpod. And you also can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com or find us on Audio Boom channel Coming Clean.
Yeah, so we really encourage you to get in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts about each episode. It's really going to be an interactive thing, and hopefully, you know, we get you as involved with this podcast as possible because it's going to be more fun with your participation.
Yeah, I definitely think this is going to be a fun adventure. We're going to all grow together and just really enjoy and laugh together. And hopefully with your interactions, emails, and questions, that will definitely slowly progress into a better platform and podcast for all to enjoy.
Cool. And that's it for episode 0. Stay tuned when we talk about the pilot early 2017. Peace out.
Much love.